Well, hello, family. Before we officially dive into the first Bachelorette recap of this season, I cannot wait. Before we dive into it, just wanted to say that our next episode of this week, our second episode, which is going to be coming out Friday, we thought, listen, we're diving back into the Bachelorette. We got to talk with the family about all things relationships, breakups, situationships, questions that you might have. It's time for a call home episode, okay? We want to hear from the family. We want all of your questions under the sun. We're going to dive into stuff. And, you know, obviously, we'll probably get personal about some of our history and relationship currently and all these things. Yes. We'll get into it. So send all of those questions to the call home hotline. Or if you want to send a DM as well, if you don't feel comfortable sharing your voice with us. But all of that information is going to be in the episode notes below. So send that in and we'll be answering some of those on our Friday episode.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
I know. I love them so much. We want to hear from the family. It's time. We miss you all. Let's hear from you. Let's get into this episode.
Yes, please. Your mom and dad.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Your mom and dad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. And Evan, I have one question for you.
What's up, baby?
You say you love me. You claim you love me, but the question is,
this is kind of like the beginning of, like, you know, when someone wakes up from a bad dream and they're like, I have something to talk to you about.
Well, I do have something to talk to you about, okay? You say you love me, you claim this, but I have a question for you. Have our souls ever kissed?
Oh my goodness. Have our souls kissed?
I mean, I know kissing you right now with your bandages on.
Yes. Honestly, super uncomfortable. Okay. Super uncomfortable. The fact that that guy was probably in his out, like, you got to think about it. They probably did makeup and hair and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. I think that's up to the contestants.
Okay. Well, you think he probably did the wrap an hour?
Probably.
Maybe even, because like, you got to think, they do it, then they wait around, then it's
honestly
time for the limo.
He likely did it 5 hours beforehand. Then like, the limo nerves, for probably you're 40 like, oh, minutes
and douche takes, and then he then he sits in the mansion for 5 hours. I mean, you saw by the end, the lights, it was light outside. So he was in that look for 6 hours, 7 hours. I've been in this for 7 minutes.
Yeah, and you've been complaining the entire time. And I will say this, though. The bandages on his nose and such, probably very uncomfortable. But he did have an airy, cheeky situation with the hospital gown the entire time.
That's
true. So that did kind of balance it out. He got a nice breeze going through those cheeks.
Also, this is dog gauze. I don't know if you guys can see, but there's a little dog prints.
Yeah, by the way, if you're not watching on the YouTube, you can hop on over. Evan is wrapped up like Jonathan, who I will continue to call Jonathan because his name is spelled like that for the rest of the season. And I have balloons like Hakeem. I don't have the full backpack. I couldn't.
Yes.
I don't have like the design, the engineering capabilities to be able to do that.
Find a harness.
But Evan, the only type of like bandages that we had in our house were for our dogs. I think that was actually from when Arthur got fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't used.
It's shots.
It's leftover.
Yeah, it's leftover.
Doggy paw. You know what you're doing? You're kind of doing a crossover of Jonathan with the bandages and Spencer with the pet portrait.
Yes, and that's really what I'm trying to do, is just to, you know, get as many, you know, embodiments and careers as I can.
You're so layered.
I'm very layered as a person. Bit of an onion, they call me. Smells like one. Okay, so
that's so gross.
That would be very gross. But you asked if our souls kissed.
Yeah,
and
have
here's
our
the
souls
thing.
Ever kissed?
I love you so much.
Choose your words
but
wisely.
I'm going to be honest with you. Souls kissing is someone who says, have your souls kissed, or I want my soul to kiss, is someone who has never been in love. And he's a love virgin. And so because of that, that is like romance novel stuff. You've read a lot of romance novels and watched a lot of rom-coms. And then you say, yeah, when you fall in love, your souls kiss. Like, it's very like,
it truly
it's
sounds
very written.
It
like,
sounds like one of the books that I've been reading.
Exactly.
Like, souls kissing. This is what I'm just souls asking, kissing. You know, I'm like, if you really love me, our souls would
kiss.
Here's
what I'll say. If souls can kiss, ours have.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
And if they haven't. I'd love to try that later. That sounds kind of like a fun experimental thing we can try later.
We'll go into the bedroom and see if our souls kiss.
Yes. Just stare at each other's eyes and see, has it happened yet? Do you like that? Does that feel good? Is it working? Are our souls kissing?
Does that feel good? That's so
Am I doing a good job? Am I doing what you told me?
Oh, Sam N is a character and a half.
Yeah.
Like Sam N with coming out of the gates, love virgin. And then, y'all, we have a golden fedora king in our midst. Sam N is a golden fedora
king.
The second that we saw him curling his eyelashes, I was like, I know exactly what this is.
That's because a first.
I've looked at you before and been like, I'm jealous of your lashes because I wish that I had them. Sam at one point was at a bar and either him or a friend of his, a woman came up and was like, oh my God, your eyelashes are gorgeous. And that then made him pursue an eyelash curler. And then he curls his eyelash and be like, the women are going to say something. And Jen right away goes, wow, your eyelashes are amazing. And he like flutters them. He's like, oh, these old things.
He's like, he definitely made it sound like he doesn't curl them. You know what I mean? Like, 100%. I don't know. That's crazy. I've never even thought about that.
I just happened to have these gorgeous lengthy curled lashes. That
she didn't even see them, but producers stopped them for a second and said, can you say something about the eyelashes real quick? Yeah. Go ahead. He's like, sure. Yeah. Cause he's like, one of my stipulations on being on this show is that you guys have to mention the eyelashes.
Affirm my lashes.
And I was really hoping that like he owned an eyelash business. So at least there was like a tie-in, like, oh, by the way, I do eyelashes, so just as a heads up.
Oh, that would have been, you know,
kind of like Pizza Peter, you know, whatever else some guys make it about the career. But just the fact that he curls his lashes, again, another like romance novel thing he probably read somewhere, that like, and his lashes, you know, were with the wind, and he was like, I want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
The dew drops in his lashes. Yeah, exactly. As he
was basically a Volkswagen VW, just going like this.
Oh yeah, because they have the lashes on their cars
sometimes.
My old lash tech used to have those lashes on there.
Of course.
No, but that was gold. I mean, that is huge golden fedora energy.
Big time.
To be like, you go to a bar one time, someone comments on your gorgeous lashes, and so you're like, oh, I'm gonna enhance this, and this is now how I pick up people.
Yeah.
But lest us not forget, Sam N, you know, he's never been in love, he's never been in a relationship, which is all well and good, you know, amazing. The caveat to all of this is the feeling that I'm getting is a little more of the energy of, I'm down to hook up with you, but I won't be your boyfriend.
Well, yeah, because this whole thing was this whole, it's like, hey, I don't think you realize that you're incriminating yourself.
When you say
this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was he thought to himself, I'm going to present myself as a undeflowered specimen that is like yours for the taking to deflower and to make your special. But it's like, you don't realize that that's not what she's interested in. Like, taking your love virginity is not like a special, like, it's so obviously,
but it is so special. If we're being real, it's like, oh, I've never been in love, but I'm saying the energy that is oozing out is like, I'm not going to commit to somebody.
Yeah. Well, there's two elements. I really have an opinion about this. The first element is him saying that as a special thing for her. Like, it's special for him.
Sure.
Secondly, when he said, I'm not an actual virgin, I'm just a love virgin, he's kind of signaling, I hook up with girls all the time, but I never commit to them. And we'll see if you're lucky enough to nail me down. So I got a non-committal guy who has no experience being in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to play
but
for
also
you.
Also, what was absolutely sending me was, like I said, you know, in general, you haven't been in a relationship. You haven't been in love. All well and good.
No,
right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
But like, my thing is this. There's a two-parter. Number one, it's interesting to make the choice then where you go scratch your head to go on this show where you get engaged at the end.
Yes.
And you've never been in a relationship before. Part two, seeing him, we see a clip for an upcoming episode where it looks like probably not too far into the competition because they're doing some sort of like talent show. He says, I'm falling in
love
with you.
That's like episode two or three. I mean, like,
he's just like, I love virgin. And it's just like, I'm falling in love with you. It's like, oh my God.
I'm personally getting, he has been in love.
Yes.
But he's just saying this. It, like, again, it's all sales to him.
Yeah.
Like, my thing is, like, if you have this thing in your head where you're like, I don't think I've ever been in love, that doesn't have to be the selling point for you as a person. Mm-hmm. You can just present yourself as like, this is who I am. Let's see if we fall in love. His whole thing is like, forget my personality. Are you going to be the lucky deflowerer of my love? Like, that, it was kind of the sales pitch. And then he gives his love away within minutes, like within episode two or three. It's like, clearly, you know, what I mean?
He is a character and a half, and I can't lie to you. I really hope he stays around for a while because he immediately is entertaining to me.
He was one of the last ones to get picked, maybe even the last one to get picked.
I think he was the last one to get picked.
So part of me feels like she's like, I'll keep you around because you're a character, but we'll see.
I was enjoying him on my screen. We need a character, and he was absolutely a character.
He's not doing anything bad yet. He's just a character.
No, he's
so
just a character.
We need as many of those as possible.
Anywho, you guys,
it's this time of year.
It's Jen's Bachelorette premiere episode.
It's Christmas in August.
We're back. We're back with The Bachelorette. I had so much fun watching this episode. Yeah. Let's get into it. Let's just dive straight
in.
But beforehand, we got to take a quick pause. Family, like I said, it's The Bachelorette premiere episode, which means the champagne has been popping. Dakota was out there popping the champagne. But here's the thing. After a night with some drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to.
No way.
And I know we've all tried ways to feel good after a night of drinks, but guess what? I found something that actually works. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand Z-Biotics. So here's the deal. Admittedly, I was a little skeptical about Z-Biotics at first, but then I tried it for the first time a little while back. It was actually a night out with the Katies, some wine, watching Instagram free Aunt Katie give out her fake number of hers to like 12 men.
Yes.
But I woke up the next morning after taking Z-Biotics and I felt normal, like felt totally on top of my game. I recorded, I edited, I businesswomaned, boom. It was amazing. And so since then, I've taken it numerous times, same amazing results. So I know it actually works. I'm loving this Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. So good.
Yeah, their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your next day. Roughness. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling yuck the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy foods.
It's actually pretty incredible. I mean, this is engineered by a team of PhD microbiologists, serious business. And I take it before the night out. So it's my first drink of the evening and I wake up and I feel refreshed and I feel ready to take on the day. Incredible. And like I've said, I've used a Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink numerous times now. And I feel the same amazing result the next morning, which I love because obviously love feeling normal the next morning, but also now I can confidently plan on a booked next day without worries. I can plan ahead. So join the movement of empowered people choosing Z-Biotics for smoother mornings and unstoppable success the next day. Enhance your mornings with Z-Biotics. Go to zbiotics.com/momdad to get 15% off your first order when you use momdad at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/momdad and use the code MOMDAD at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good, good times, baby. Our good, good times. I have a question for you before we officially dive in. Would it be bad for me to move these balloons? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but one of my bigger fears is popping balloons.
Are you for real?
It gives me so much anxiety. And these balloons hovering over me.
You're afraid they're going to pop?
Yeah, like I feel my head occasionally bouncing against them. And I'm like,
you want to get rid of them.
I'm so on edge. And I'm clenched up like my butt. My cheeks are tight right now because I'm just waiting for the pop. You don't feel anxious?
Not at all.
When a balloon's about to pop?
I mean, when it's about to pop, but not just their existence.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of them? All right, let's get rid of them.
Do you mind? Hold on one second,
zero,
family. And maybe
zero.
You can take off your bandages
nope,
so you can speak.
These, I look better with these.
Okay. Thank you, family.
I have relieved my nose at least.
And I have removed the balloons because and now they're just in a corner.
And were you blown away by my attractiveness? Were you like, wow? I will say it was ballsy for Jonathan to do that because, luckily, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
If you weren't a very good looking guy, like it's kind of just like, oh, well, you know, there's 20 other 10s here.
Well,
so you better either have like a very interesting look or like a tattoo on your face or be a very good looking guy. But if you're like average at best, like you've just sabotaged yourself.
Well, I was thinking about Jen and being in her position. I was like, oh my God, what if I was Jen and all of a sudden I'd be excited because I'd be like, oh, this is, she said it's like unwrapping it, sure, like a birthday present. I'd be like, I'd be excited to do the unwrapping. But it's like, is it a
present you want or
ask
for?
But I'm like, what if I unwrapped and I was like, oh, I'm not really attracted to this person.
And then she just puts it back on.
If I was her, I would have been like planning my reaction because I'm like, I'd be so on edge. I don't even know if I would be able to fully concentrate on what he looked like because I would just be like, react appropriately, okay?
And regardless. And then the guy has to insecurely be like, do you like my face? And she's like, oh, and you're like, do you love me?
Do you like when our souls kissed? Do you like me or not?
You do like me?
But yes, family, it is bachelorette time. It's bachelorette time. So it is Jen's bachelorette season. And I have to say this first and foremost about Jen. You know, I know during her, the final rose of Joey's season, that episode where then she said shot a clock, and I thought it was super cute. And some people were like, oh, she seems super, super nervous. She seemed so confident tonight. She seemed that night one. It's interesting to me. I was saying this to you. I feel like sometimes our bachelors and bachelorettes who are nervous doing after the final rose are super calm on the first night. Found that to be interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, I get it, right? Because you're getting thrown into this thing. And then by the time you're on the show, you have spent a decent amount of time doing press, doing all these different things.
I mean, most of the time they get thrown right into filming.
Oh, really? I guess it's delayed on our end, but they get thrown in. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the reaction versus... I will say the live thing is way scarier.
The live thing,
right?
Is
so if the first thing you do is live in front of millions of people and in front of a live studio audience, that's very scary. As opposed to like filming, it's just production crew, so it's a lot more, and they can recut things, and like you're probably just a lot less freaked out.
True, but I do feel like she was exceptionally not nervous
to the point where I felt like she's hard to read.
I know. I was a little bit like she was like mysterious to me. I'm like, I couldn't quite read who she, I, there was a few guys where I'm like, okay, she's seemingly vibing them a lot. But in general, I was kind of like, I'm not quite sure I can fully read her yet. She might be a little mysterious for these men.
Yeah,
this
it was
season.
Hard for me to know. Like her reaction was relatively the same for every guy. Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. Other than obviously like the obvious, like, oh, she's into Grant, who's like 6'6" and a 10. It's like, okay, yeah, not shocking there.
But I think that it's going to make, and that preview for the rest of the season looks like this season is going to be spicy.
Yeah,
it looks like these men are going to be coming for each other's throats quite often. And I'm wondering, I think because maybe she does hold her cards close and is a little mysterious, it might cause for more drama amongst the men because they might feel a little nervous, like not knowing who's the front runner and who in the house is, you know, beating them out for the attraction.
It'll create maybe more insecurity.
I think
because
people
are going to have a hard time reading if she likes them or not.
I think it might. Well, we started this whole premiere episode like how we started Joey's with the very end of the season, a preview for the very end, which I love. I love that they're doing this because it gives you a little taste and now you have question marks. And we heard Jesse Palmer later in the preview for the whole season say, we've never seen an ending like this. Yep. So we're going to have another Joey type never seen an ending like this before. The preview that we saw definitely leaves a lot of question marks because we see Jen at the altar or the final rose altar. And she's like, I can't let you propose to me.
Like, what does that even mean? I can't let you propose to me. Does that mean you find out information right before the final moment? Does that mean that you just had a change of heart? Does that mean like to let someone get to the point and then say they can't propose to you? That's very interesting.
Well, I think that what this is not what makes it different. I think they're doing kind of a bait and switch on us.
Got it.
I think she's saying to the guy, I can't let you propose to me, just like how at the end of every season, you know, typically two people get on one knee.
Got it. And oh, before, like it's literally just
and
like
before he starts getting on the knee, it's like, no. And, you know, out of respect, it's like, I can't let you propose to
me.
I think that's probably I think they're doing a little bait and switch.
That's not the thing.
I don't think that's the thing.
Do you think she's single? Like, do you think that she leaves without choosing?
That was kind of more of the vibe that I was getting from some of the other previews that I'm like, she seems, I don't know, it just seemed like she might just walk away. Like, maybe she says no to both the guys. All I know is when she said to whoever this man was, the back of his head, where she said, I can't let you propose to me.
Right.
It was dead silence. This
dead
man
silence.
Stood in dead silence for like 30 seconds. There was no.
Did we see?
What do you mean?
We did see like a profile kind of, right? We did see something, or did we not?
I think we saw brunette hair.
Brunette hair.
Yeah.
Be interesting if it was Love's, you know, Soul's Kiss guy. And he's like, I think. And she's like, no, I can't let you do this. This is the cringe is off the chain. Here's your golden fedora.
But yeah, not 100% sure how this season's going to be different. Maybe she does leave and says no to both men. But I do think the whole I can't let you propose to me is a bait and switch on us. I don't think.
Where someone just at the end is like, I don't like any of these people.
I feel like it has happened. But I think maybe.
What do you do? What do you do if you get like 3/4 of the way and you're like, it ain't happening for anybody?
You just keep plowing. Because what are you going to say? Because then if you all of a sudden are like, I'm leaving, you know that the producers will probably give you a terrible edit. And it's gonna
That's what I'm saying.
Drama.
So you just push through. I wonder if people just push. I bet there's been actually quite a few of those. And that's why they break up like 3 weeks later. Because it's just like, let's push through. Let's get through this thing.
It's like, I like this person enough.
And then they
kind of like,
hang. And they're like, you know, let's just consider it like a light dating.
I feel like there's been one person or maybe even two who have said no to both people. But I think that it was bachelors. And I noticed that I believe Jesse Palmer said a bachelorette has never done this before.
So maybe
she's the first bachelorette who does this. Maybe I'm misremembering and there has been a bachelorette, but that's kind of the only thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We shall see. But we got drama already. Yeah. We got drama already. Well, after that preview at the top, we have a moment getting to know Jen. Mm-hmm. We see her family. We see her going to her work. And we have the older staff members being like, oh my God, we love you, Jen. You know, they're like, this is my TV moment. They coiffed the hair. They're huge fans of the show. And they probably watch every week now together. And they're just going to be like, our Jen.
Or... She, you know, she's a medical student, right?
I think so.
Or it's like, that was her first week in the hospital. And they're like, hey, everyone. And they're like, I know we just met, but can you do this whole thing?
It was just a random hospital.
Yeah, the lady's like, Jen is like a daughter to me. And like, they just met her. And like, they're having to create this whole fake, like, family environment.
It's a random hospital in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're
and
like,
they're just like,
just,
okay, we're going to bring
actors,
her in here.
They aren't even nurses. They're just like people off the street. They're like, yeah, can you be like a nurse? Like, you're kind of like the older, like, mother figure. Can you be like, you've mentored her for the last 4 years? They're like, sure.
There's a definite possibility. We get a Maybelline ad with makeup beforehand. Yes. We love that we got the zoom in.
Isn't it funny how
ABC's getting that money, honey, with the Maybelline?
It's funny how like in every movie too, like you can always tell immediately because you'll just be like, they'll just zoom in on like a product and you're like, okay, they would never do that without it being, you know, it's always like Pepsi and you're like, what is that? And then like all of a sudden the guy's drinking it and
it's
then
like
back to the action.
Make it a little less obvious. Yeah. It was like last season where it was like, and we're having KFC
that
for
was
our
the
barbecue. And
insane
Jesse Palmer's
one.
Floating around on
and
like
then they did like ITMs of like, what is your favorite thing about KFC? And they're like, oh man. Like, and they didn't say like this is sponsored by, like it would have been so much more effective if they'd be like, this whole pool party sponsored by KFC.
Yeah,
like,
I would have been like, okay.
Instead it was just like, you know what? Joey's great, but the two wing combo with the mashed potatoes is incredible. And I always choose KFC whenever I date. And it's like, and they're
I'd
on KFC
put,
floaties. It's like, it was so
I'd
over the top.
I'd love to put Joey in between two KFC biscuits lathered in honey.
You know what's better than Joey between my thighs? Two thighs from KFC.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm already writing better. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
But no, you're right. It's like if you just said it's sponsored by.
If you just made it a little more obvious, you would have been like, oh, okay, cool. But
it
like
feels
this
then
whole...
more like an influencer party when you're like, oh, you know, this episode is sponsored by KFC. You're like, okay, great.
But instead, there's the ITMs of everyone be like, what is your favorite side? It's like, jeez, dude.
But they lingered on that Maybelline makeup and were like, okay, we see that.
And
even though.
Doing makeup. Yeah.
But. Jen then gets driven up to a new mansion.
Yes.
Everybody, we are not in our old mansion. I don't know how I feel about that. There's something a little bit like, I know, like Becca's had always said that the inside that old mansion, it was just absolute garbage. Like it was just disastrous inside the mansion.
It was weird how he said, we're not at the Bachelor Mansion. We're at this place. And they said the name of the place.
Hummingbird Ranch.
You think they would have just said, welcome to the new batch. Unless they're like in a dispute with the guy who owns it. And they're like, they can't settle on a rate, but they have a contract. So like they're still waiting on like getting back to the mansion. Maybe they're only going to do the Hummingbird place like once or twice. And then they're going to go back to the real mansion.
The guy who actually owns the mansion is just like a stupid, ugly piece of shit.
20% raise this year. And then like they're having a standoff
because it's interesting too the fact that at the very end of this episode, first time ever I think Jen said we're going to Australia,
right. So they're getting them out of it. they can't afford this place.
They're not allowed to even sleep there because it's just too expensive. They only have a rate
I
for
think
however
it's too expensive
long.
And they literally just rented it for like the 24 hours and they're like, we're out of here.
Also, that mansion was from the very much failed offshoot of The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, that premiered during COVID. And I'm trying to remember, it's a beautiful spot, but I'm trying to remember if they actually stayed in that mansion. I wonder if they were sleeping in maybe hotels and then got brought in.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they were able to pour money into it during the Listen to Your Heart era, and that show did not do so well.
We're staying at the Van Nuys Best Western. And then the whole thing's like, what's your favorite thing about Best Western? And they're like, you know what, to me,
you can get a great family rate, you know, midweek.
Popcorn is free.
They say continental breakfast, and they really mean it.
They really mean it. Now back to Jen.
But we got the Listen to Your Heart mansion that we won't get to know. So our hearts won't even be really attached to this new mansion.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering, are we going to get our old mansion back at some point?
I don't know. Maybe the guy had rented it out to some other show for the weekend.
I kind of miss it.
I know. Miss it too.
Mm. Anyway.
But they had hung the same kind of curtains and stuff. So it was still kind of like that dark.
The decorations inside definitely looked like sister mansions.
Yes.
But Jesse Palmer, our JP, is there welcoming Jen in. Missed him. Also kind of wish that it was Nick Lachey. I can't lie to you. I've gotten very...
Yes.
So, JP, I send you so much love.
Yes.
Love and respect to you. But, you know, I feel like I've grown after Perfect Match quite attached to Nick Lachey. Mm-hmm. I kind of missed him.
Yes, me too.
I kind of missed him.
He would bring a lot of, like, you know, every host in general, you're going to get complacent. You're going to be like, I've been doing the job for 5-6 years. I've made a bunch of money, blah, blah. Nick Lachey has the, like, I'm so excited to be here. Maybe my wife is not here as well. So I'm just a little bit more pumped to have a little more freedom. I'm golfing in between takes. That energy, that smile is what I miss.
I feel like the second that we'd go to Australia, Nick Lachey would be speaking in an Australian accent the entire time.
Exactly.
He'd be wearing some sort of kangaroo matching set. I feel like he would really lean in.
He'd lean in hard. He'd be like, dude, it's incredible.
You know, when JP is, you know, more of a serious gentleman.
He's a seasoned vet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something
I agree.
To think about. You know, maybe Nick Lachey can take over all franchises.
I kind of feel that way.
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't mind it.
Honestly. Well, then we have our official limo entrances. So let's go through the limo entrances.
Okay.
I say we can hit all the guys, even though some of them we had a brief moment with.
Yeah.
But let's go through all the limo entrances and maybe we can interweave some of our opinions on some of these men, even some of their conversations
kinda,
that they had with
talk
Jen.
Talk about them as the whole situation.
Yeah, some of their one-on-one convos
Love
with
it.
Jen as well. So we'll do a little interweaving.
Let's do
Does
it.
Does that sound good?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, before we dive into the limo entrances, let's take another quick pause. Well, we just brought up Jesse Palmer, right? We do truly love Jesse Palmer.
Well, he's the best.
And I do feel like he does understand work-life balance, right? He's got his job, but he also makes time to search for Bigfoot, even sometimes during his job, you know, which is really true bliss. But work-life balance can be really difficult, especially in today's day and age. It seems like it never stops, right? Working through lunches or Sunday email responses needed. Your time is so precious, and here's one way to value it. Free up the time consumed by tedious mailing and shipping tasks with Stamps.com. Stamps.com streamlines your postage needs, making your business more efficient and putting more life into your work-life balance. This is why we've been using Stamps.com for our personal and business uses for like over a decade, I think, at this point. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yeah, it really does free up time. Access the USPS and UPS mailing services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. They also get you rates you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And you can even order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, and printers from the supply store when you run low.
Again, all you need is a computer and printer. They even send you a free scale, and you can easily schedule package pickups through your Stamps.com dashboard, which I love that feature. From small businesses to multi-location organizations, Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs while reducing costs and increasing profit. And like I said, I use it for my personal stuffs as well, because hello, saving me time and money. We love it. Put more life into your work-life balance with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MOMDAD for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MOMDAD. All right, limo entrances. First, we have Marcus. Now, the first limo entrance, I was looking at Bachelor Data's Instagram, and she was saying, I believe for the Bachelorette, that 46% of first limo entrance contestants win the Bachelorette.
Whoa.
Which is a huge percentage.
That is. It's like half. That's
so the
crazy.
Producers really line that person up. They know going in. I always wonder, like, how do producers know, like, who to choose? And then who are they pushing on? Maybe certain...
Get rid of them.
Certain
leak info. Sure,
yeah,
stuff
where you're
like
kind of like, okay, like, how does that end up happening where you get 46% winning the show on The Bachelorette?
Maybe it's showing there's more involvement than we know. Even though I refuse to believe that anyone else is there except the contestants and Jen.
There's only random camera set up.
They leave them up. It's Big Brother energy.
But yeah, Marcus comes out first, which again, that limo entrance for specifically the Bachelorette franchise is pretty sacred.
And he got the big hero edit vibe. So it was like it was going through his whole story and really setting up, you know, they didn't like, I feel, you know, they do like, you know, try to get you off the trail sometimes. Like they do these kind of edits where they show the hometown, this, that, and the other. And the guy gets cut right away. So like they do kind of keep you.
So you never know.
Marcus is giving. He'll be around for a majority of the season.
Yeah, they like you said, they gave him that big edit. He talked about serving the country, then almost passing away while serving. Yeah. And then he talked about, you know, his passion for becoming an astronaut, finding love, da-da-da-da-da. It definitely is giving he'll be around for a while. Now, I'll tell you what, if I was Jen, as soon as he said, I want to become like an astronaut and pursue my astronaut dreams, all I'd be thinking is... So you'll be gone for like 2 years in space. Yeah. Like, so what you're telling me is that you're going to be gone in space, satellite floating around. Because isn't that how astronauts are? It's like when they go, they're gone for like a year in space.
I think it depends on the mission, right? But if you're going to like the space station and like working on it and stuff, then yeah, you're going to be gone for a super long time. And, you know, I don't know many astronauts. I only know a couple. And the vibe I'm getting is they don't have a lot of time on their hands. Like these people are working nonstop to become astronauts.
Right. I think of what's the Matthew McConaughey movie. I'm like, you'll be gone for forever.
Interstellar.
I'm like, you're just going to be, I don't know, you'll be gone for like 20 years. And then once you come back, like you won't have aged. Yeah, I'll be like 80.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking when someone tells me they want to be an astronaut.
People are talking a lot about, you know, different anti-aging technologies, but no one is bringing up going to another planet where time is much slower.
Like you've tried some creams, but have you tried shooting yourself into space?
We've all tried moisturizers and retinol, but have you tried going across the galaxy to a place where the gravity is heavier so that time goes by slower so that you can be older than your, so that you can be younger than your children when you get back? That's how young you'll look. You'll be 120 but also the same age you left.
It's like all these Kardashians out here trying all the latest exactly, and greatest, but guys, have they really committed to shooting themselves into outer space? I don't think so. And that to me shows a lack of commitment.
Exactly.
Marcus, off the top, I'll be real with you. I really wasn't getting much of a read on him.
Mm.
When they had their sit down together, you know, he seemed... It seemed like they definitely, like, she was attracted to him. Like, they had a little bit of chemistry, but I don't know. I'm not getting a read yet.
I wasn't getting he was very open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of like, here are my dreams, here's who I am, but, like, not getting, like, I wasn't able to get a read on his personality. You know, some guys are kind of like, they give it out there earlier. He kind of had, like, a very official, kind of like talking to someone for the first time, but not very open and like, I'm going to try to get as much out of this as possible, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's why. I didn't like walk away really with an opinion yet.
Exactly.
I was kind of like,
nothing to write home about when it comes to.
But I think he'll be around for a while.
I completely agree.
Next we have Marvin. He comes out and he speaks French to Jen and it was gorgeous, but I don't feel like we saw him translate what he said. And unless Jen speaks French, which she might, if I was in Jen's situation, I'd be like, absolutely stunning. Can you let me know what you said?
Yeah. Also, he didn't really say it with like a French accent. He said like an American accent too. So it was very like, I don't know any French at all, but I spent the last hour learning these phrases and then I recited them to you. But to be honest with you, I don't even know what they mean. And then he just walks off and she's like, I don't really know what like, that.
What?
It's like
what
he Googled like, what do girls like in like French accents? He's like, got it.
I think it said in his bio that he is a French speaker.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
But I was just more like, can you translate what you said?
Because you know, they call it the city of love, but you know, something. He didn't even have to give like a tagline.
He could have said like, I'm super nervous right now. I don't think I want to be here anymore. I don't know. The guys in the limo were really giving me frat energy. They were
stick around
me.
More and I'll tell you what I actually said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something to kind of create him up. But he literally just like, Jean Valjean, Valjean. And then just like walked away. And she's like, merci. Okay. Well, anyway, it was kind of funny.
Speaking, I mentioned that coming out of the limo, it's like, hey, these guys are giving me frat energy.
Yeah.
I did want to mention this, and I didn't say this before the limo entrances. Maybe people will disagree with me.
Okay.
But I'm gonna be real with you right now.
Yeah.
We had charity season.
Yes.
Full of men night one that I was like, damn, we got some good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of amazing guys here.
Yes.
Joey season, night one. I was like, damn, we got some really amazing women.
Mm-hmm.
This premiere episode, not feeling that way so much.
I'm getting people are hiding their personalities for a good reason.
That is the most perfect way that you could have put that.
Like, I'm seeing rageful people. I'm seeing deceptive players. I'm seeing people who are insecure, like I'm seeing it bubbling underneath.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing a lot of just like there's a couple genuine vibes, but other than that, I'm seeing a lot of like, it's about to fly off and there's going to be a lot of fights about like,
you're hiding this.
You're here for the wrong reasons. Yep. You're just a player. I'm not type things.
Yep.
But you're absolutely
right. So you're
right.
Feeling the same way I'm feeling.
I'm getting like there's three or four guys. I'm like, you're a good guy.
I got a handful of guys that I feel good about. And to be honest with you, a chunk of them got sent home.
Yes. I'm getting like a lot of non-trustworthy guy vibes.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yes.
I'm like, which when we saw the preview for this season, I'm like, I think it's going to be an electric season when it comes to the fights that will be going down in the house. I think there's going to be a lot of combusting going on, a lot of like secrets revealed energy.
Correct.
But for Jen, beautiful, wonderful Jen, I'm like, I don't know if I'm feeling super hopeful. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little bit like, maybe that's why in my head I'm like, does she walk away with nobody? Because I'm not out the gate. I wasn't like, there were one or two guys that I was like, love them.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm like, I don't know about this.
I completely
agree.
Big
frat energy.
Big frat energy.
Like that scene where the guy Austin had to streak during the Truth or Dare game.
Yeah.
All the guys started howling.
Right.
In like symphony.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I would have been Jen, I would have been like, JP, I'm going to have to ask for a redo at the top of this.
Yes.
They're all howling at the moon because he's mooning everybody. Like, okay. Yeah, I don't love this.
I don't love this. And then he had to run by himself like into the corner.
Yeah.
And then just turn around and walk back naked.
Yeah.
Brutal.
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 Also, wild boxers, boxer briefs. I think that showed
something. He didn't know that he was going to be getting naked.
Correct.
So he had lion underwear.
Which, you know, I love a style choice, but I'm feeling more like he's like, my friends call me fucking Leo because I'm a lion.
Oh, like, see, I was getting more like, my dick is the king of the jungle. You know what I'm saying? That's more what I was getting. Be like, get prepared because the ferocity at which I bring it can only be represented by a lion's mouth.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot for me. But anyway, aggressive. I just needed to put that little side note in there quick. That, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I was feeling the last two seasons, first night I was like, we got a lot of winners on our hands. And this season I'm like, I'm a little nervous right now.
But that means
I'm not feeling a lot of the tingles in a good romantic way where I'm
feeling toxicity.
Yeah.
The toxicity of our city.
Which I am nervous for Jen because I feel like Jen deserves the world and I want her to get that. So
we'll see.
I'm on edge hopefully a little bit.
I always feel weird saying the cream rises to the top, but hopefully the good guys rise to the top.
Okay. Next we have Sam N. Like we spoke about before, he is our love virgin. We saw the eyelashes curled.
Kind of, and I wrote this down, a waste of a hot guy. You know what I mean? Kind of just like...
That's too, so sad.
I don't mean in a mean way. It's just more like he's very attractive.
Yes, he's gorgeous.
And so it's just weird. Like the golden fedora on a very attractive guy is a weird fit. No. Generally, the golden fedora is the guy who's a little bit lost in the sauce. He doesn't know how to deal with women. He doesn't know how to be in the world a little bit when it comes to the, you know, his attraction. And so there's a little bit of like, he's usually awkward, usually not the best looking guy in the room, usually trying to kind of overstate his attraction. But like this guy's a really good looking guy.
No, he's one of the best looking guys on the cast and is extremely tall.
Yeah. So for him to have golden fedora energy is very confusing to me.
I'm really interested to see how Jen is with him because when they did have their one-on-one moment, she seemed to be vibing him a little bit. Like she was kind of like, okay, like I respect what he's saying. I think it's going to really depend on how Sam N interacts in the house. And I predicted in our cast bio that Sam N was going to be coming for Sam M's throat the entire time. And I still wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Yeah.
Now, interesting nugget is that at the very end of the episode, when we got the preview for the rest of the season, we see that it appears to be some confrontations with Sam N, some drama. But also there's a moment where I think Devin is like, Sam is like manipulative and going off on Sam. And then they show Sam M.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, again, is this a bait and switch? Is there barely any drama with Sam M? And is it all Sam N? And they're talking about him. But then we saw Jen having a moment with Sam M where she was like, do you even like, is it about me? Do you like me?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe both Sams are a problem this season.
Interesting.
It's big Sam energy that might be problematic.
Okay. All right, let's see. I don't know. I don't know.
But I do think that we will be seeing Sam N for a while. I think he's going to go halfway. It's going to be...
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a harmless character. I mean, unless he flies off the handle, he's a harmless character. Keep him around.
Keep him around. I think he's going to get under the guy's skin because he's declaring his love too soon. And everyone's like, what are you doing?
He's like, someone's like, you're a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what love is. And so it's like...
He is young. He's only 25. I looked it up. So he is young.
Is that young, though? To say to someone, you're only 25, you don't know what love is?
No,
because that guy's probably 28. You know what I mean? No. It's a little bit like this. I think he's 40.
I think saying to someone you're a kid is out of pocket when you're 25.
Yeah, but when you're 25 saying, and you're 28 and you're like, you don't know anything about life. It's like, okay, no one's over the age of like 35 here. Like, let's chill.
It's true. It's very true. Well, we'll see with Sam N. He calls himself a gentleman. And then everyone, by the way, in the limo is like chanting gentleman.
Right, because he probably was saying that in the limo, being like, I have a perfect line.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just, again,
it's the
chanting and the howling that it just is too much for me.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Too much. Next we have Grant.
Yeah.
Grant.
I didn't like his entrance though. Like the beatboxing and then singing. I don't know. For me, it was just very like he, I don't know. It, well, first of all, it had nothing to do with his thing. So normally it's like there's a hoop out, he does a dunk, and he's going to go like, I'm going to dunk on your ass, you know what I mean, later or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Maybe something like where he dunks and then he goes like, I don't know, just some sort of quippy line about basketball and her and love or something right. like that. But it's like, he's not like a musician or a singer. So like the singing beatbox thing kind of made no sense to me. It wasn't exceptionally like incredible either. So it was just kind of random. I just didn't get it.
Okay. I had a different feeling about Grant.
Yeah, it's because he's super hot and tall and like gorgeous. So like, yeah, that's why you had a different opinion. If it was anybody else, you'd be like, I was lame.
In Cast Bios, obviously I was like, this guy is, you know, he's so gorgeous.
Yes.
And he comes out. This is my thing though. The reason why I didn't mind it is because he gave me such confident energy when he came out and did it. He wasn't, it didn't feel like he was taking himself seriously.
Sure,
it was playful. And I would, as a lead, I would right away be attracted to that.
Okay.
If some guy comes out and is trying to sing to me in earnest,
right,
I'm weirded out.
Sure.
Or is singing at me and sweating bullets because he's nervous, I'm a little bit like, no, it's not for me. I don't like a serenade.
Sure.
But someone, he was playful.
It was playful,
he was laughing.
For sure.
And that feels confident to me. So the way he did it, normally I would not like it, but because of his energy, he's got charisma,
he's got confidence.
So I was like, I thought it would be cute because it is like a confident move.
Okay. I mean, he pulled it off, but I just felt like it wasn't funny enough. It wasn't bad enough and it wasn't good enough. It was just kind of a vanilla thing.
Yeah.
So
I get
like,
that.
He's like beatbox. He's walking like, hey, what's going to happen? He just did like a little song and then it's kind of over. And I was like, I don't know. I felt like it could have been more impactful than that.
Well, he got a little bit of a bio video. Yeah. So we find out that he used to be a professional basketball player, but then he got injured.
Yes.
And now he's like in day trading. Yes. We see him pull up in a red Porsche.
Ferrari.
Excuse me. I don't know cars. There was a moment when the guy, Jeremy, pulled up in a car and Jen goes, looks like a nice car. I don't know cars, but looks nice. That's exactly how I felt.
He's like
I have no idea. Like, I don't know if it's
all the way
an expensive
here from New York.
Car, if it's a nice car. I don't give a shit. It looks pretty.
Yeah, right.
But Grant, there was also a moment, too, where it was during the Truth or Dare game. John was asked if you would cut anyone, not give someone a rose, who would it be? And they said Grant. And then when Grant went and spoke to Jen alone, all the guys were like, oh no.
Right.
So there's an energy in the house.
Everyone knows who's
that Grant
the most attractive
is a king.
And the tallest.
He's tall, he's gorgeous, he has money.
Sure.
He used to be a pro basketball player. He has the energy where he might end up being a target for people having a problem with him because I feel like already night one, he was like the one guy that some of the guys were kind of like, well, don't go talk to Grant.
Guys are always, it's funny when you watch this show too, the guys are always the most insecure. Cause like when you watch the women, they don't really go, oh, there she goes. You know, but the guys always do that. They're like, oh, of course he's going to talk to her again. Like they're all like, they all wear the insecurities on their sleeves about the one or two guys that are like the best looking or whatever in the house. They're like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do about that guy? I mean, it's him. They're
you
always
even
doing
see
that.
But you even see that with the entrances too.
Yeah.
Like how the guys
they're all like
get,
waiting outside. Oh, he is good looking. He is cool. Yeah,
I'm
car's
saying,
really
like,
nice.
Like the entrances, how the guys will get super tweaked out about like how good that guy's entrance was or how nice the car was. And I'm sitting here going like, maybe I'm talking out of my ass. I'm not Jen, but if I'm a lead, I'm not like, wow, look at that car. I'm like, I know producers got the car for you and you pulled up. And
the
even if it was your car, I'm like, either I'm attracted to you when you come out and I like your energy and I think you're cute, or I'm not. I'm not like, wow, he did this.
Well,
and
the guys
that
are
was an
also
amazing
just
entrance.
Straight up dumber because they'll do stuff like the Jonathan guy who walked in with like the bandages. They were like, yeah, it's going to be hard to beat. And it's like, that is not that's not going to win her over more or less. Like it was just funny. You know, they're like, dang, I should have thought about that. I have a good ass. My ass should have been out. Dang
it's rock
it.
Hard. I'm a rock hard ass.
Got a great ass.
Okay, let's talk about the next guy who's Sam M. Because I got some stuff to say about Sam M. But first, let's take a quick pause. Okay. Family, you know what I did miss from this Bachelorette premiere episode? A cat. Do we all remember from our dear Katie Thurston season, Connor the cat?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Came out in his cat costume. It was truly iconic.
Yes.
I'm not sure on night one in that cat costume if Connor used the general bathroom or if he decided to use a kitty litter box. I'm not sure. And if you're looking for the best kitty litter that is not going to stink up the mansion, you need to check out Pretty Litter. You gotta check out Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's actually incredible. When I walk into my dad's cat palace, aka his home, I smell nothing. Mm-mm. No stinky immaculate litter, because he uses Pretty Litter. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Yeah, and making it even better, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door, which means number one, you're never running out. Number two, you don't have these huge kitty litter bags taking up space. Storage space is valuable. And number three, you don't have to lug those huge tubs from a store to your car and into your house.
Exactly. Take it easy on that old back, baby. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But here's my favorite part. Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. It can really provide a special peace of mind. Like my dad, the Cat King, says Pretty Litter is the only litter he'll ever use, and I can smell and understand why. Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/momdad. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Okay, next we have Sam M. I got a lot of thoughts.
The one and only.
I got a lot of thoughts about Sam M. And I had a lot of thoughts during our cast bio. I made predictions about him. Obviously,
and it's looking very correct.
Well, I don't know. I'm on the fence with Sam M. Because in my predictions with the cast bio, I was like, he's gonna be that guy.
Yeah,
he's that guy that she's gonna I said she's gonna immediately fall for him, which I feel pretty good about.
Right.
But I said he's going to be the guy who, it says in his bio, it was like a trustworthy thing, which we find out that he was cheated on by like his long-term girlfriend. And so there's going to be like, you know, that safety there. But I had a feeling where I'm like, I think that the guys are not going to like Sam and she's going to fall for him and he might throw a 1-2, like, confuse her and she falls for him. She gets heartbroken because he's not fully in, or, you know, something comes out or whatever. That was my thought about Sam M. And the way I'm feeling right now is I'm feeling my gut instinct says I'm going to be right. But
the previews are kind of saying it.
Yes. But again, they might be talking about the other Sam.
Sure.
I think
they didn't even say that. I think it said like everything about that guy is a lie.
No, they said Sam.
Oh, they did. Okay.
But it could be Sam N.
Sure. Sure.
I think the audience is going to be head over heels about Sam M.
Yeah.
I said that in the cast bio, and I still feel that way. So I feel like me saying this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I can't shake my feeling. I can't shake my feeling that I have. He so far seems so handsome, gentle, charismatic, a dreamboat, right? And I totally get why she gave him the first impression rose. I get everyone falling for him, but there's something in the back of my head, and I hope I'm wrong, but it's in the back of my head going, no, girl, he is going to be the guy who kind of plays the like the sweetheart lover boy, had a bad experience, you know, with an ex-girlfriend, but then is now living his wild truth secretly.
And you know who agrees with you?
Who?
Ember. Because we were watching and she walked in and like they were having a one-on-one moment and she just goes, nope, he just wants to win. He doesn't really even like her. I don't trust him. And it was
she literally came in, truth bombed, and just walked out. Don't like him.
Got a string cheese and headed out.
She was kind of going in and out. And there were a couple people that Ember had strong opinions about because then she was watching the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
She didn't like Sam M.
No.
She didn't like Marcus. She said the same thing when Marcus was talking to her. And then she loved Thomas N.
Yes.
And she loved Dylan. Those were the two guys that she made. She was like, we choose them. We want them to
and
be with Jen.
Like, nope.
And it was Sam M. and Marcus. She's like, nope, not it. They're for the wrong reasons.
So funny.
I was like, okay.
So I don't know how you felt about this. When he goes, picture yourself in 50 years. I was like, too far. Like you're 75. Like,
I mean,
somebody's like, picture yourself, arthritis, back hurts, inconsistent bowel movements, frustrated all the time.
Wow, I can't wait for us in 50 years. Lost, if this is what you think is
lost your keys. Just picture it. Can't find them anywhere. Okay. Debating whether to go into an elder facility. Just picture it. I was like, how about 10 years? You know what I mean? Like 10 years, it would be good. Like that's a romantic time. We're traveling the world. 50 was too far.
He was doing Nicholas Sparks, like romance novel. I'm just saying it was too far. Like, let's 20 picture years us is good. At 75.
50 years?
It's a lot.
You're way too old.
I was more confused by him saying, picture this, 50 years, I'm making you breakfast. You know what time it is? Shot o'clock. And I was like, are you saying that you guys are going to be doing shots at breakfast? Because that feels unhealthy.
I just also felt like maybe you were in a zone and then you kind of just quickly, oh my gosh, I forgot. I asked the producers for shots.
Yeah.
We're 77 years old and we're doing shots in the morning. Like, on your boat that you live on? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, it was a very weird entrance.
But she right away was...
It's amazing when you're attracted to someone how much you forgive any sort of inconsistencies.
And he's got smooth, smooth energy. Time. You know, we do get an intro package with him where, like I said, he's talking about that he was with his middle school girlfriend for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then she ended up cheating on him, which is terrible.
In eighth grade?
No, I think they were together for like a long time. Like they were like us, right? It was like a long time.
I was
time.
My middle school girlfriend all the way to sophomore year. She cheated on me freshman year. Please put that in my bio. It was very difficult.
I mean, I guess technically we didn't have a clear cut, but I'm imagining it was a long
kissed,
time.
Kevin in the quad. So they're like, wow, you really don't have any hardships in your life. We're going to go deep.
But the thing about Sam M, like I said, from all like from everything I'm seeing episode one, interacting well with the men, you know, charming, great conversation with her. She ends up giving Sam M her first impression rose. And when they make out, they make out.
It they was make like she out. Saved it up like a power.
No, literally, like her power bar was going bloop, bloop,
yeah, like,
bloop.
You know, you kind of just go make out. And then the person you give out, you make out. She goes, I have a certain bar and I don't make out and even smooch anyone. And then we're rolling around on the ground with the person you give the rose to.
Yes, yes. And the thing is, too, like their kissing looked good. Like it looked like
it was pulling on to each other. It wasn't like, just a makeout.
It was like, okay, they've definitely got good makeout energy. Yes. There's definitely that energy there. And like I said, you know, everything about him in this first episode screamed, everyone from America is going to be in love with him, da 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 da. Yeah. But I'm telling you guys, I'm just saying it now. I can't shake the feeling. And I was saying that the entire time, even before the previews, I kept looking at Evan going, there's just something.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it, but I'm on edge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on edge and I feel like something's to come.
Yes, I agree.
And there might be. So we'll see with Sam M. Next, we had Thomas N., Ember's favorite, who Ember said should be winning this season. I have to say this about Thomas N. He came out and he gave her a bracelet. It was very cute. We find out that he was almost an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
But I loved his energy in the preview package where he was just like, you know, I was a hopeful and almost. Like, I don't know. He seems real. He seems humble. That's like a huge accomplishment. And he wasn't trying to like, you know, boost it or bolster it.
Exactly.
My favorite thing about Thomas N. is that I saw a little clip on The Bachelorette Instagram where all or a bunch of the contestants were saying who their celebrity doppelganger is. And, you know, most all of the guys are just saying gorgeous guys, right? Right. Just a whole list of beautiful, beautiful celebrity men. And they get to Thomas N. and he looks in the camera and he winks and he says, Megan Fox.
Amazing.
Incredible.
That's personality right there.
And I was like, number one, I want to hang out with him. That's what it shows me immediately. Yes. I'm like, we'd have something fun to talk about. And he seems like a charming guy. He's super attractive. Mm-hmm. When him and Jen sat together, they had a really great conversation. Mm-hmm. They both have parents who are immigrants from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. They both had in common, like their parents making these sacrifices, which by the way, we heard that moment. I didn't know that, where Jen said that her mom had been in med school and dropped out to make the sacrifice for her, which then made Jen being in med school like really special.
Yes.
Like I'm sure that means.
They both had a very, almost the same story.
But it means I'm sure so much to her mom to then see Jen, that she dropped out of med school. Now Jen's in med school. Like it was a sweet moment.
Yeah,
he played it well in the Truth or Dare game. They said, imitate Jen. And I went, oh, this could go really bad. Because you could insult someone if you imitate them. And he said, Thomas, will you accept this rose? Right. I'm like, that's a smart move. That was a smart move. So
he's got one of the better personalities on the show.
He's one of the guys on my handful of men that I feel good about. Yes. Thomas is one of them. Mm-hmm. Thomas N is one of them. Then we start having a couple of the men have like quick fire. Oh, we had Brendan.
Yeah.
Who eats numerous hot peppers.
I mean, he probably paid for that for like hours. Two habaneros. It wasn't like two hot peppers. It was like brutal, like wreck you level.
Well, Evan, I don't know if you noticed this. Number one, he got sent home. Number two, we never saw him.
He was in the toilet the whole time.
He was in the bathroom the entire time. I don't think we saw him one time. I can't remember one time seeing him because at the very end, when I was going through the list,
I was in the hospital.
When I was going through the list of who got sent home, I had like, I'm like, there's seven guys and I only have six here. And I'm like, who's the seventh? And I'm like, oh my God, Brendan.
Yeah.
We never saw him.
He's no longer with us because the habaneros. First of all, he ate two. So it was like the one would have been plenty. Like he'd walk up, be like, that was crazy. And these, for no reason, he just popped another one out and then slammed it. Like it was, dude.
He's like, I can handle the heat.
I can handle the heat. No, you can't.
He's like, I love
adrenaline. No one can.
He was the one in his bio that said he loves adrenaline. And we were like, oh, we think maybe this is a performative.
That's not adrenaline. That's like taking a hammer and smashing your finger and doing oblivion and be like, I love adrenaline. Be like, that. There is no adrenaline there. There was just self-hate. Like doing that to yourself is horrific. Two habaneros? That dude is wrecked for days. Days. I mean, that was so uncalled for.
The fact that we never saw him again.
Yeah.
Proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the habanero on that one.
Proof is in the habanero pudding on that one. And she was a little bit like.
She was just kind of like, why?
She was like, do you need some milk?
Well, she like touched her hand and I was thinking, don't touch your eyes, Jen. Did you like, you know, I don't know. I'm just afraid like it was going to transfer.
Brendan was watching too many Hot One interviews.
And he thought, he was just like, I
love
her.
Sean, what's his face from Hot Ones.
Maybe a Golden Fedora like, energy a little bit too.
Yeah, like, maybe a little bit of a Golden
Fedora
vibe. You
know what women love is when you do something radical. He's like, I got that, just the trick.
But then we had Dakota. Here are a few men that we just saw very briefly. We saw Dakota. He popped some champagne. We never really got to see much of Dakota. He ended up getting sent home. Kevin, we saw him in ski gear. Another guy who got sent home that we didn't see at all. Spencer, we get to know Spencer a little bit. Spencer brings out pocket square options. He's like, I want to match with the Bachelorette. So here are pocket square options, which by the way, I had thrown out before similar things like, hey, you know, doing kind of a matchy or a perfume testing or something like that. So that was kind of in that vein. But all I could think about the entire time was Spencer when Tomas, I know it's Thomas A, but I'm going to call him Tomas to separate Thomas N and Thomas A. When Tomas came out with the puppies, all I could think about is that had to destroy Spencer.
Yes.
Spencer's like, I am a pet portrait entrepreneur.
How did I
not bring just a menagerie of animals? And just absolutely tickle her with all these animals. Well,
he handed her a dog, took a picture of it, showed it to her, been like, you know what I mean? Make it a kind of a thing, but
He could have literally, you know what it would have been? Oh my God. Okay, I got it. Great would have been, handed her a dog, take a photo of her, and then beforehand have like had the
made
photo,
something.
Done a Photoshop with him behind her and it like be a wedding photo of them with the dog in like a groom's
outfit.
These
are all great ideas.
Right? And then he shows her that photo and it's like, oh my God, it's our wedding day. And I'm like, Spencer had to be kicking himself when he saw Tomas. 100%. When he was like, he did a pocket square thing, which was cute.
Yeah.
But Spencer seems like an absolute sweetheart. Yeah. I do think he's one of the good ones there.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
He's got, like she said, a goofy energy.
He's got gooby goof.
Yeah, he's goofy, sweet.
Non-threatening.
He, the whole time, was the one who you could hear in the background during ITMs, like, you know, nervous about the other men. Like, oh, I didn't realize.
That guy's really tall. You know,
he was just like, I have the best family in the entire world and the best job in the entire world. And he's very positive, you know, and he's just like, one day I'll be your fiance who can take care of your dog. Spencer is a very nice guy. Spencer, I think, will go maybe two or three more episodes, but just get friend zoned, unfortunately, immediately. And I know it hurts my body because, you know, it's like these
nice guy versus bad boy kind of thing.
Right. And it's like the nice guys should be like, it's like, yes, those are the people that you should be with. But there is a little bit of an energy at the end of their conversation where he was like, well, you need me as your fiance to take care of the pet. It felt a little clingy. And I think he might be a clinger 5,000 with her, where it might start to get on her nerves a bit.
Do you like me? It's like, what?
Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of that too. But seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next we have Brian, or when Ember walked by and saw his name, she said, is that Brain? And I said, no, that's Brian. That's the
Brain.
She's like, is his name Brain?
And that, I'm
like,
would be
so cute.
That is so like,
you're
cute.
You're switching in the eye. It's Brian.
Hi, my name's Brain. It's really funny to me. I don't know why.
But we got to talk about Brian, yes, because that yes. is a character. But first, we got to take one more quick pause, family. Listen, I got to tell you what. I have been feeling like Rapunzel lately because my hair is growing. I'm about to throw my hair out the window and let you climb it, baby. For real. Okay. I'm feeling really good about it. And let me tell you about the growth. I've been taking Nutrafol for about 6 months now, and I am seeing the amazing difference. My hair is getting thicker, shedding has decreased, and yes, it is growing. I can do this messy high bun now without a hairpiece. I am so happy about it. I've had friends and family over the years rave about Nutrafol, but now I can tell you myself, it is incredible. In fact, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Nutrafol is physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. It supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. And here's the thing, thinning hair is different for everyone, so a one size fits all approach to their hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow based on your biology, life stage, and lifestyle factors.
And check this out. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. And in these clinical studies, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage after using Nutrafol men's hair growth supplement for 6 months, and 86% of women saw improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. Those are some serious numbers and percentages, okay? Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MOMDAD. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. Okay, next we have Brian. Now,
oh,
Brian,
luck be a lady tonight.
Vegas, gosh, Vegas energy.
Miami, Vegas. All he just, that's his commute is Miami, Vegas, Miami, Vegas.
He is an aesthetics consultant.
Uh-huh.
And Brian somehow got a rose, which is the most producer manipulated situation.
Way.
Because clearly when we saw later Brian with Jen was not vibing Brian,
uh-huh.
at least from what we could tell. And this man is being kept in the running because we need a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian out the gate is our villain. Brian shows up and he has shots in syringes,
right.
like at
very
a club.
Vegas.
Very Vegas. But also aesthetics consultant.
Oh,
he was like, it's time for your
see,
shots.
I like that. I like that. I didn't even catch that, to be honest with you. That is very good. I appreciate
so
that.
So Sam N was like, I did something creative and no one else is going to do it. Cut to like a bunch of guys doing shots, which I was like, poor Jen. They better have like made sure that
yeah,
hers were filled
like,
with water. They had to have put water in hers because it's like at the top of the night.
Shots
it's like
deep.
shot. It's
I will
like, okay.
say, to be honest with you, I don't know if Brian is a villain or if what he did with Jeremy was more of just kind of him insecurely trying to create a moment, because it didn't feel natural And it was very uncomfortable, but that was the only sign I saw of him being a villain. So I feel like it was more of a misplayed moment. I don't know if we're going to get villain from him.
I'm highly disagreeing with you.
Okay, got it. All right.
Because when he came up to that car with Jeremy,
it was so uncomfortable. No, but it was also, he rehearsed it in his
but
head.
But it was also so intense. He was hovering over that car and he was like, "You don't got the horsepower she needs."
See, I thought in his brain, he seems kind of lucky go lucky, like fun party guy a little bit. I think in his brain, she was going to laugh. It was going to be like a play. And that was then it became really awkward. Then he had to make the decision, do I bail on the bit or do I just dig in deeper? And he dug in deeper and it got way worse. That was kind of my energy. I wasn't getting like he's that guy on the show, but maybe we'll see.
I think he's definitely going to be. Okay. I think they're keeping him around to cause chaos.
Yes, but he's absolute just smiling chaos. Like
Brian is, you know, be careful the way I say this, but Brian definitely looks like he's able to stay up late and party.
Yes.
By his by choices yeah, he makes.
He's got,
because he was sweating,
he was just
and
like,
wired.
Yeah. Yeah.
he was just bounced off
we
the walls.
We all know those guys, yes.
And this man had an intense energy. And when
Agreed.
He came up to Jeremy in that car and was just like, I got the keys. I saw certain people online being like, how did he get the keys? I was like, you guys, producers literally put them in an envelope and gave them to him. They're like, please take these keys.
He's got more than one key.
And he's going to also probably stay around too, because if he's down to do this, then producers probably know that he's down to do a lot.
Yes.
So if night one, he's down to be this guy, like he'll take the
he'll
opening
do whatever it takes
the
to
option.
Stay on the show.
He's going to be the guy who's interrupting constantly.
And he's 100% the guy that the second he's off the show, it's full-time influencer. Like, whatever I got to do to be an influencer to stop working.
I think he's going to... Well, here's the thing, though. He's a aesthetics consultant. It's a perfect, like...
He could be doing face care
stuff. Yeah, he can offer, like, you know, things to, like, get people to post and then, like,
work with
Botox them.
At-home Botox injections, whatever.
Yes, I do feel like it's, like, a great pipeline for him.
It is a good pipeline.
I don't see him leaving his career, but I see him taking advantage
using
of
it.
The fame
yes.
that comes off of the show.
I completely agree.
And he's going to be the guy who he's at the Miami nightclubs every single night, 7 days a week, telling a new girl who he's buying a drink for that he was on The Bachelorette.
Like, yeah, you know his pickup line is like, I'll be honest with you, you do not need Botox. You know what I mean? He does stuff like that. Like, I'm an aesthetics consultant. I literally tell people every day what they need. You don't need anything,
you don't
darling.
Need anything, honey.
You know what I mean? That's his. That's
but
his
now the new
line.
Line's gonna be like, I gotta tell you something. So, I was on The Bachelorette.
Right.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal. You're even like more beautiful than The Bachelorette. Like they choose
you
the most beautiful people in the world.
I know producers. I'm gonna hook you up because
like,
you are.
Like
you should be on that
like,
show.
I want to date you. Like I'm not gonna lie. Like I'd like to take you out, but like I have to call producers.
Yeah,
like,
and to be honest with you too, like. I turned Jen down. Jen wanted me and I said no, just as a heads up. So just as a heads up, like on the show, it'll say that she dumped me, but like know that I dumped her first. Just know that.
But when they were in the car and he's like, push the gas.
Rev it. Yeah.
And he's like, vroom, vroom. And then she does it and he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh,
he's
this
like,
is
yeah.
a lot.
He's like, I have a couple business ideas I'd love to start. He's like, okay, guy.
That's
okay,
Brian.
Buddy.
But the shots continue. Matt brings her ginger shots. Austin sprays a fire extinguisher, luckily not on her, a safe distance
yeah,
away.
Yeah, seriously ruining the dress.
Ricky comes in and he wrote something about like a little song about her asking if she's naked under those scrubs.
Something like that.
And
it was
I was
very,
like, well,
she's
he
like,
went
oh,
home.
Thanks. Yeah, it's like not the vibe.
And I don't know if it was Ricky, but someone in that zone, she was like, was it just me or was he staring at my boobs?
Yeah, so she I think
it lined
yeah,
up with Ricky
yeah,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
but you know whatever. Then we see Tomas, mm-hmm. Thomas A. He brings the puppies.
That was the winner for me. It's a clear winner.
Okay, agreed, but also here's the thing. He says he's like, I am like a puppy, so I'm bringing you puppies. This is the problem with that. But of course, I agree that like having the opportunity to interact with adorable pups
yes.
on the night
you
of
win,
my
lead,
you lead. Here's the problem. You think you're standing out. I don't remember what you look like because I'm paying attention to the dogs the whole time.
Sure, but at the same time, you'll just associate him with a rush of beautiful endorphins.
But I'm saying I never even would have like looked at him.
Sure.
Like I wouldn't remember who, I'd be like, who was the puppy guy?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have remembered him because I would just be
I want to
so
hold a puppy right now just
over,
talking about
overcome
it.
So with joy. I also always feel a little worried when there are animals where I'm like, where are they going? Who's taking care of them? Yeah. So I was feeling a lot of emotions.
You were thinking about all these things, sure.
There was a lot pulsating through my body, but I mean, again, Spencer's kicking himself.
Agreed.
He really is.
Agreed.
We didn't really get to know Thomas A.
No.
But he did, he was kind of a guy who was like initiating, introducing the game, toasts. He was our, who we thought was a magician.
Yes.
In cast bio, and he continues to give me magician energy.
Agreed.
Then we get Jonathan, like who we've discussed. He comes in on a gurney. His face is wrapped in bandages. He says he's lovesick. And then he says he likes to get cheeky. And he walks off and his ass is out.
And it was funny, too, because like she didn't look. And so he's like,
which
I like to get cheeky.
That,
and then
like,
she wasn't staring at his butt. And then he's kind of like, he's trying to like flicking it at her. He's like, see it? And she's like, oh, got it. Yeah.
What also means if he's not wearing any underwear, everything's out, which is so
Yeah, and he was like doing a lot of like sitting and crossing his legs energy. So it was like, all the guys were like, jeez, you know what I mean?
It like, was just like, it was a lot. Also, again, as a lead, I'm a little bit like, I didn't ask for this. Like,
right.
I'm not looking for nudity on the first night personally.
Right.
So this feels like a big choice. Do you think he was actually nude?
Probably had like a thong on or something like that.
I don't know. At least maybe the first thing, but
maybe
the
a jock
whole
strap.
Night, I bet he had a jock strap.
Something
on
to cover
something.
The front. That'd be a lot.
Yeah. I don't think that they're, whenever they do the full coverage on this show where they're like, he's naked, like where Kenny, they're like, he's naked. I'm like, I think that
they
have
got
something on.
Small on. Yeah.
Or one of those like acting things, like when they have in sex scenes, like, you know, whatever they're wearing.
Like a G-string that's flesh covered or something. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really think there's like
full nude. Yeah.
But listen, Jonathan had a sit down with Jen. Mm-hmm. You know, he was very much like, are you ready to see me? Are you ready to see me? Are you ready to see me? And he was very cute.
He was.
And they...
Good personality, too. Good smile. He had good energy.
I liked Jonathan
Me too.
A lot. I saw
he
people being
be
like, oh my gosh, it's so hokey with the intro. But I do think it's memorable. It is...
He had the personality and the smile to pull it off.
Yeah.
He wasn't like revealed and goes, hi. It was like, ha ha. You know, he was laughing. And
I
like,
thought he was cute.
Me too.
And I liked his energy a lot, regardless of what happens with him and Jen. I feel like I liked his energy with the other guys. All the guys seemed to like him.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a front runner.
Yeah, I think he is,
He
too.
Seemed charming. She seemed to really like him. He seemed to be smiley and fun. Like, even all the guys were like, dang, that was impressive. So like,
and
he's
did
a force.
And he didn't do what I thought he might do, even though he was like, are you ready to take it off? Are you ready to take it off? It wasn't like, do you like what you see?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, he looked down, kind of ruffled his hair, big smile.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's cute to me.
I agree. Good energy.
I would have liked him, night one. Then we have Aaron, Noah's brother. Noah Erb's brother. He rides up on a motorcycle. He's an aerospace engineer. He's like pilot guy. We find out that he was married at 21,
got divorced. You don't see that a lot.
And we see the little like preview with him and Noah. We see him later talking to Jen, tells him, my brother was on this.
Yes.
And he found love with Abigail. So he got like the bachelor moment in there, which obviously tells me that he'll be around for a while. Aaron, I will say this. If I was in Jen's situation and someone came in and was like bachelor legacy, at first I'd be hesitant. But because his brother found love and him and Abigail are so in love and they've been together for years now, I'd actually be a little bit like,
okay,
I would kind of be a little into it. I'd be like, okay, I get then
you know
why
the process.
Well, you know the process, so you know what it comes with because you've watched your brother walk through it and Abigail walk through it. But also I get then why you might want to come onto the show. Like there's a chance that you want to come on for fame, but there's also a chance that you want to come on because, you know, you saw your brother who you love find the love of his life and Abigail's incredible. So
it's worked. Your
it's
only
worked.
Experience is that it's worked.
So I'm kind of like, I think I would be like green flagging.
I agree.
That.
I agree.
Now, I will say Aaron seems like a nice guy, but he does not have the Noah thing.
Yeah, his personality isn't quite, he doesn't have the swagger, the kind of like charm.
He's pretty low key.
But that's okay. Like maybe.
I love that IRL.
Because I feel like, what's her name?
Abigail?
She's chill.
Yes.
So like, you know what I mean? It was like, who's going to be the kind of like charming, fun one in the group? And I felt like Abigail's the chill one. Mm-hmm. And you know, Noah was kind of the charming, like personality wilder one, where maybe Jen can be more of the charming one and he's more the chill guy. You know, it depends on what she likes.
Yeah, no, I totally hear that. I was just saying, like, as far as becoming, because I know we had talked with like Game of Roses about like, oh, is he going to be Bachelor, like next Bachelor, because he's legacy. There's definitely a chance.
Yeah, it's true.
But I do think Noah definitely, like, he came out on the season with Tayshia, and he came out like swinging, like personality, confrontations, funny, like big, bubbly.
Agreed.
You know, you felt something about him right away. And Aaron's pretty like low key.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But anywho, so that's Aaron. Next, we have Jeremy. Jeremy was the one who had the situation with Brian because he pulls up in that fancy car, bold. Throws his keys at Jesse Palmer.
Says, keep it close.
I was like...
Yeah, he had douchebag vibes for sure. Yeah. Like his whole thing was like, here's a Viper. And I know, I'm not a big car guy, but I know enough to know that a Corvette is a douche car.
Really?
Yeah, it's a douchebag car. It's like, it's not a Porsche. It's not a Ferrari. It's like, it's what you see like old 58-year-olds driving.
Okay.
Trying to be like, I'm flexing hard. And then his whole thing is like having it shipped in from New York. It's very, he's a realtor. You know what I mean? Very like.
I will say the car is definitely probably from producers. It's probably not his car. Sure. Let's be real.
But even just picking that car specifically, I don't know if he had a choice. But just even the way that he brought it in was very like.
Well.
I love real estate and women in Vegas. Like, he had that energy. I did not vibe with him.
I didn't vibe with him either. And when he came up and he was like, I know what you're thinking. Guys who drive these cars are insecure, but I have a really, really, really big.
And you thought he was going to say heart, personality. And he said
penis.
Right.
And this man said penis. I'm like, this man is from the school of Harry Jowsey. Like, this man is studying Harry Jowsey, because I'm like, at first when it got bleeped out, I'm like, did they just do that to shock and awe? And it's actually, he didn't say dick or penis. Yeah. And then Jen said, did you just say the P word? So he for sure said penis.
And that was, that was a classic example of it's who does something, not what they do. Because it's like, that is a Harry Jowsey line, but he would have done it and everyone would have laughed. When he did it, when Jeremy did it, it was douchebaggy. And so it's like...
Yeah, I'm like, well, Harry is still...
But no, but what I'm saying is like charming. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, no, Jeremy's not charming.
You don't laugh. You're like...
So when you do stuff that's like overtly cocky or embarrassing, you have to have a charm element to it. And I felt like he doesn't have it. So it just kind of came across weird, a little uncomfortable. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
It was not for me. But she kept him.
Yes.
He's still in the running.
Oh, another good character to have on the show, which I appreciate. Character.
Well, and then him and Brian. I will say, I did like that Jeremy didn't react to Brian.
Very true.
He didn't react to Brian.
That could have been a big moment. And he did not fly off on the handle. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure if Jen was not there, he would have been different. But the fact
I don't know. So did he pull this like penis card and it was like a swing and it was just bad? But
maybe.
Jeremy's also the one that Game of Roses said on his Instagram is just all these photos of him with like Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish. He's that guy.
That makes so much sense. Just like, I'm trying to get girls by showing you that I've gone to cool events, which is...
And here's my car.
We don't
And here's
love
my
that.
Huge penis.
Yeah.
Which is just so
Which
insane.
Means it that's is so
you guys,
not huge.
That's crazy to say. It's like me walking up and being like, enjoy my massive tits.
Right.
It's like, and you're like, whoa, that's wild.
That could be really funny if the right person said it, for sure.
Yeah,
but
still, it's just it's very jarring. Next, we have Dylan. This was who Ember popped in, and Ember said Dylan's one of her winners. He had a stethoscope on. He just finished taking his MCAT. He wants to be a doctor. He got into it because his grandma had breast cancer and it became a passion. He got into it young. Mm-hmm. I loved Dylan's energy right off the gate.
He had very mature, very cool, very, you know, man energy.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if he can hang in this environment, but I definitely think that he's like a serious person.
They have the doctor, you know, medical thing in common. And I think they're like similar age. He was handsome.
Yeah.
Sweet. He gave me very sweet energy. Mm-hmm. So I liked him right at the gate. We didn't get to see a lot of him, but he was one of the ones that I was like, okay, got my eyes on Dylan. Next, we then have John. He gives her a step stool, says, I'll always put you on a pedestal. Right. And then we get Brett, who we don't see like any of his intro at all. And everyone's been talking about Brett.
Yeah.
We don't see his intro at all. And then we do see a moment where during the Truth or Dare, he gives us the splits.
Which was wild.
Not only does he give us the splits, this man gave us the splits in suit pants.
And then he checked his pants to make sure they didn't blow out.
He gave them suit pants. And then I'm like, can you imagine if he was in like some gym shorts, what type of split he could give us?
I always think about the splits. And I always think like...
It hurts my whole body of just thinking about it.
Like breaking yourself. You know what I mean? Like, what if you do it too hard? You're a little like overconfident and then you just like snap your shit and then you're like in the hospital. I always think about that.
My sister like fucked up her knee because she was trying to do it slowly.
So it's always one of those things that scares me. Unless you're like a literal gymnast. So it's like you've been doing splits your whole life. But for him to do that is wild.
Well, the way that Brett hit the floor makes me think he is a gymnast.
Yeah, like, he was very confident.
And I loved him right out the gate because he kind of trolled Sam M a little bit. Like, Sam came in after his one-on-one with Jen, and he took her first. Sam grabbed Jen first, and then he walks in, and he's like, hey, guys. And he kind of did that thing, which kind of turned me off a little bit. He came in and right away goes, you guys, she's everything you think and more. She's incredible.
Basically, I know her.
Yes. You guys don't know her. And there was other moments, too, where Sam was talking about getting a kiss. And he was like, Jen wouldn't like do that first night. And I'm I'm like, you don't know her.
Right.
But he was doing
that. If I didn't get a kiss, that means you're no one's getting a kiss.
Maybe that's why Sam M was giving me a little bit, and I'm trying to say this carefully, but a little bit of like Luke P energy. I don't think that extreme, but kind of like, night one we connect and I could see him getting like really like, she's my girl.
Yeah.
And then kind of like telling the other guys like, well, you don't have what Jen and I have.
Right.
And getting a little cocky like that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little too protective.
Oh, for sure. For sure. He's kind of like staking his claim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
But anywho, he comes in, he does this whole, well, she's as amazing as you guys can imagine and more. And Brett doesn't even blink. He just goes, you look like you should be in Top Gun 3. And I felt
that was so funny. It was a kind of a compliment and also a dig. You know what I mean?
It was a compliment because, yeah, sure, it's a bunch of hotties in Top Gun. But it was also a little bit like, he comes in, he's like, you guys, she's incredible.
Right.
You trust me. I know her now. And Brett's just like, you look like you should be in a fucking Top Gun 3.
That's like a great, nice diss. It was like a, to the right guy, he takes it as a compliment and everybody else in the room like laughs. Yeah.
And then he gets sent home.
Yes.
And America is raging. And so we say, bring us Brett for Bachelor in Paradise if you keep doing this. But I'm going to say this, ABC better fucking pay attention, because when Brett was announced, everyone was like, again, the show has no body diversity.
Right.
Finally, somebody in a bigger body. Brett is hot. Brett is fun. Brett had a great vibe.
Yeah.
And it was like, yes, yes, yes. And then he's cut. So it's like, listen to what the people wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Take note, ABC. Take note. The people love him. They want more of him. Like,
just. He had great energy.
God. Anyway, then we see Mose. We don't see much of Mose, but I do want to take note of Mose. He was our algebra teacher. He did a cute moment with Jen.
Equals I love you thing.
Which was cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Then, during the Truth or Dare game, his question was, have you ever ghosted someone?
He's like, all the time.
All the time. I'm like,
bro, you realize that, like, you're not with just the boys? And you're not like trying to flex on the boys? Like, you literally just said, I'm a red flag.
You literally, in front of the Bachelorette, and more importantly, so many cameras, just said, you ghost women all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, what the hell?
What the hell's your problem?
So he got cut, understandably so. It's like, dude, for realsies? Like,
insane.
Why would you do that? Next, we had Jahan. He gave her a queen chess piece because she's the queen. I remember in his bio that he's like a big chess player. He was another one. I thought he was so handsome.
Yeah.
I liked his energy. I right away told you, watching him in his ITMs, I was like, he gives me like the guy in like... you know, like a New Girl or Mindy project that every girl falls in love with. Like he's, there's something about him. Yeah. But then we have Devin.
Yeah.
We got two more guys left, Devin and Hakeem. Devin.
I felt like Devin had the best one-on-one with her. There was something about the fact that I just felt like I got to know him almost the most out of everyone.
Yeah.
In those little moments of him just revealing these funny little things about himself. And then her leaning into it too. There was something that was just like, they were already intimate in a funny way.
They, to me, by a mile, had the most chemistry.
Yes. Like maybe she thought Sam was the hottest. Yes. And so there was like a bit of just but a horny had, vibe going on there. But her and Devin, I see that growing over yeah. time and being a serious thing.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Devin. I'm right. a little on the fence, but I get why she was drawn to him right away. He does seem like he said, he's like, I'm loud. He definitely gave East Coast energy, not Texas. Which, by the way, Devin was the one that we were talking about, the shrimp and his dad. Which I'm so sorry, Devin. He was raised by a single mom. Well, I'm like, that was this when we don't know
anything. Sometimes.
I'm so, so sorry, Devin. But Devin in his bio said that he, and we went off on this whole rant about the shrimp. But Devin said that he will eat shrimp even though he's allergic to them. And everything about Devin, I said, I can see that. Yes,
100%.
He's the guy who at some point in this season is going to eat shrimp.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. And he kept talking about how loud he was. Yeah. He's like shouting all the time. Don't know how the guys are going to get along with him.
Yeah.
If he's claiming that he's super loud, those guys can be like rub people the wrong way.
That's true,
but
loud doesn't always mean confrontational. So it'll be interesting to see.
I know, but when you're in tight confines with people all the time and someone
yelling,
and he kept saying, I'm a man of many words. When he went up, he said, I'm a man of many words, but you've left me speechless. And she goes, seems like you've had a lot of words.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was funny.
And they had a playful thing. So definitely they have chemistry.
Yes.
Now, when they sat together and he right away was like, I like when my women have their nails done.
Right.
And then he was talking about putting her foot in his mouth.
See, I don't know what it is.
So Devin has a severe foot fetish.
Yeah, I loved it.
Devin has revealed that he was staring at her feet. He was talking about that he likes women have their nails done. And then he's like, can I put your foot in my mouth?
And then, but she played with it. She's like, yeah, we'll get a little closer. You can take a bite of my foot anytime or something like that.
No, she definitely didn't mind it. Didn't seem to mind it.
And I think he's one of those guys that can say certain things and you don't feel like weird about it. Like he has a energy to him that makes it feel kind of to me that she wasn't feeling like this is like he was saying kind of things that were a little on edge there. Like it could go either way. But she kind of sensed in him, like, I think that like, oh, this is all fun and games. Yeah. You know,
I don't know how I feel. I'm middle of the road about it.
We'll see.
Part of me was like, oh, it was charming and kind of cute. And part of me was like, I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm feeling kind of mixed feelings. But I do feel like she seemed like she was vibing.
He brought a personality.
I agree.
Everyone else is just kind of like, yeah, and I grew up here and it's very nice to see you. But he's kind of saying crazy stuff. No, and so it's a spice.
I agree. I definitely liked their energy and I liked that he seemed like he has a good like dynamic personality.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know how I feel.
Got it.
I have mixed feelings. But yeah, she was vibing on it.
Yeah.
But she also said right away, he gives me Pete Davidson energy. So here's the question. You know, when you meet somebody and they right away really remind you of someone and then you imagine that it's them and not the actual person.
Oh, interesting.
I could see that happening with her.
Yeah. How does she feel about Pete Davidson? Does she like him?
She likes Pete Davidson because she said it in a complimentary way.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I've had in the past where it's like, oh, you meet somebody. I remember I met this guy when you and I were broken up and he had like, I was obsessed with Spike from Buffy and he kind of had this like bleached slick back hair and kind of had a similar look. And I remember being like, oh my God, he reminds me of Spike. And so I was like caught up in a moment. And then after a little while, I was like, I'm just thinking about Spike the whole time.
I don't even
really like this guy.
Sure,
I don't even
really
get to know him. I wonder if sometimes if there's a moment where she's like, now in her brain, she's like, he's Pete Davidson. And when she talks to him and looks at him, it's like, oh yeah, I'm laughing about you putting your mouth over my foot because I'm imagining Pete Davidson.
Sure.
Not
you're like
you,
Pete Davidson, but without all the fame and
not,
SNL.
Not
and,
you
know
who
I, mean?
I just met. That was my thought about that because I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
So whenever there's like a specific reference, I'm always like, does it feel like it's
you're just getting caught Devin, up in the concept.
Or are you like just picturing you and Pete together?
Okay, interesting, interesting.
It's just something to think about. But definitely they've got serious chemistry, yeah. And I would imagine he's going to go far.
I completely agree.
And last we have Hakeem,
who had
the 1,000 balloons attached to his back. I fucking love him.
Yeah,
he's a
Pixar character himself. Like his reactions, his happiness, he's just excited to be there. He does not need Jen there. He doesn't need anything. He's just happy to be there. Everything's amazing.
Good time.
There's no question he won't make it far. And he is just happy to be there. And he's going to be best friends with all the guys. He loves drama. He's going to be the guy. Oh, did you hear what he said? Everything's that. Like, you know, he does the corny stuff. He's like, and then he takes her hand and then kisses it. Like, it was very.
Oh, when they sat together, he's like, let's do a secret handshake. Yeah. But don't forget the romance.
Yeah, it was very corny. Like,
so corny.
She's so not into him. It's not even funny, but he is absolutely a doll. Everyone loves him. He's sweet. He's fun. He's wild. He's positive all day. Like, you always need one of those guys, too. There's the cheerleader.
I loved him, and I hope he stays around for a while. Like, he really made me laugh.
He'd be a great hang.
And when he came in, first of all, with the balloons, he just was kind of like throwing around balloon puns. He was like, I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it still doesn't quite add up with the like
the balloons. The balloon, no clouds.
The balloon backpack that you have attached. Now, what I would have loved, you add maybe 1,000 more balloons and he's about 2 inches off the ground.
Right. They find the perfect amount of helium so that he's floating 1 inch, 2 inches.
He's trying to run to Jen.
He's got one of those like gondola things.
He's trying, but he can't. He's just like a centimeter back.
No, they push him so he just comes floating in like this.
And the entire night he's floating.
That would be amazing. Nothing would make me happier than having some sort of harness where I'm just floating 1 inch above the ground all day. That would be epic.
That's all I wanted. I'm like, just.
And you could like push off the ground and go like 20 feet slowly come down.
Even if he wasn't floating, for him to be able to sprint and kind of bounce and float for a second off the ground would have been iconic.
Amazing.
But what he did deliver that was iconic is when he was then trying to get in the house and he got tangled in the tree and they were all popping.
Yes.
Even though my heart was a little bit every pop.
Right, true. This is very funny.
So funny.
Really funny. Because it was so many balloons.
It was so many balloons. But also when it was popping, the way that he handled it and he was just laughing. I don't know. I love him. Yes. Like, he makes me laugh.
He's very charming.
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like he's going to be a very endearing character to me on this show, regardless of how far he goes. Mm-hmm. So those were all the men. And here's the deal, you know, we kind of have gone through all of the men and Jen's one-on-ones throughout this. Oh, the one thing I did want to say that made me giggle is that at one point when Jonathan was wrapped up, Dylan did an ITM and he's like, so the rumor is around the mansion is that he might be a celebrity.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, no, it's not the case.
Have you ever seen that on the show?
It's not the case. We talked about the truth or dare game and everything that happened then. And then, of course, that she gave her her first impression rose to Sam M. And not just that, her one and only kiss of the evening. And the only time I ever thought, well, she kind of got close with Grant.
Yeah.
But before that, she sat with Sam M first guy, and they almost kissed.
Yeah, like he went in for it, and then she gave him the cheek.
But like, he seemed like really the only guy that she was interested in kissing.
Yeah, Grant got cut off, so we don't know if he had the option.
We don't even know. They stared at each other for a second, but that could have been editing too.
True.
Like, I think the only guy she really wanted to kiss night one was Sam M.
And she gave him a
good
one.
Which I feel like is maybe historically one of the lowest kissings that we've ever had.
Like one makeup.
Which again is exciting me because it just feels different.
Yes.
Like we said, there's a mysterious energy about her. I don't know. I can't quite read who she's specifically like super into and not into.
Yeah.
And then like the not kissing as much. I feel like we're going to get a different energy. And I do feel like it is going to cause a stress in the mansion with the guys because they're going to feel insecure.
Agreed.
Then we have the rose ceremony. And she has already given a rose, obviously, to Sam M. First rose is to Dylan.
Yes.
Second rose is to Thomas N. Ember was very happy that the first two roses were given to her two favorites, Dylan and Thomas. Then Spencer, Grant, Marcus, Tomas A., John, Jeremy, Devin, Brian, aka producers love him, Aaron, Jahan, Hakeem, Jonathan, Austin, Marvin, and Sam N got the final rose. And going home, we have Brett, Matt, who, by the way, I thought was going to last for a long time in the cast bios. He's so cute. Matt, Ricky, Devin, or Kevin, not Devin, Kevin, Dakota, Mose, and Brendan. We didn't get any exit outros from these guys. And then we had a moment with Jen where she was feeling like really emotional. When I was watching it, I was just like, I thought it was a cool moment to see. Like, it was a very vulnerable moment where she really opened up about, like, it was seeming like her past struggles and everything. And I wanted to be like, oh my God, Jen, you are just so deserving and beautiful and funny and all these things. And it also made me feel like, I'm like, at least the vibe that I was getting from some of these guys, I was like, Jen, I feel like you deserve much more. And I hope that you find love in this group.
I think there's some diamonds in the rough.
I think there's some diamonds. I'm gonna keep up hope.
Yeah, there's diamonds.
But then they find out that they're going to Australia. Hakeem is absolutely losing
it. He doesn't care about any of this. He just wants to go to Australia.
He's so excited. But then there's that preview, and holy smokes, that preview is absolutely stacked. It looks like we're gonna have a wild season. We're seeing a lot of people in the preview saying that they love her.
Yeah,
like Devin, Grant. Sam is saying it, Sam M, but then she's just like, do you really feel this way? Sam N is saying it on stage. Aaron is saying he thinks someone is here for the wrong reasons, and she's like, tell me who. And he's like, I don't want to say any names. She's like, that's putting me in a bad position. Devin is coming for one of the Sams. JP says no bachelorette has ever done this before. There's a lot. I think this season, I feel like this first episode, it was fun, but it wasn't super spicy.
It was lighthearted.
There wasn't like tons of drama, but it feels like the rest of the season is going to be pretty dramatic.
I think it's going to ramp up quick.
I think it's going to ramp up too. Like, I'm imagining next episode is already going to get pretty dramatic.
I completely
especially
agree.
Them traveling like 20 hours overseas together. You start to get irritated with each other. Yes. So I think they're going to start getting annoyed fast.
On the plane.
With each other.
They're going to start drinking. And it's going to start already. The irritation's going to rise.
It's going to begin. So I am so excited.
Let's go.
Family, remember to tune in on Friday. For our next episode, and obviously next week for our next Bachelorette recap episode. But on Friday, send in those call homes. We'll have the link in the episode notes. So send those in for our Friday episode. And we love you so much.
We love you. We'll see you
then. All right. Bye.
Bye.